This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livas. U.S. President Donald Trump is wasting little time going on the offensive after his attorney general declared he did not commit a crime, according to the two-year investigation by a special counsel into the 2016 campaign's alleged ties to Russia. VOA Washington Bureau Chief Steve Herman has more.
An emboldened President Trump is suggesting there could have been treasonous intent by some of those who were trying to link his election campaign to Moscow, and that now needs to be looked at.
It was a false narrative. It was a terrible thing. We can never let this happen to another president again.
The report compiled by special counsel Robert Mueller is still secret, but Democrats in Congress are vowing to ensure it is made public as soon as possible. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
President Trump has officially reversed more than a half century of U.S. policy in the Mideast, formalizing a move he announced in a surprise tweet last week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The U.S. is now the first country recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, the strategic area along the Syria border it seized 52 years ago.
Historic action to promote Israel's ability to defend itself.
Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu stood alongside here at the White House, visibly thrilled. The rest of the international community regards the Golan as Israeli occupied. Syria says the move shows Washington's the main enemy of Arabs. Amnesty International says the president's violating international law by condoning Israel's illegal annexation. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Palestinian officials say Israel and Hamas have agreed to an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire after a day of fighting in which Palestinians fired a rocket into Israel and Israel retaliated with the airstrikes on Gaza. Hamas TV also reported on the development, but Israeli officials have not commented. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned Monday the U.S. will not stand idly as Russia escalates political tensions in Venezuela. Two Russian Air Force planes reportedly landed in Caracas Monday, carrying a Russian defense official and nearly 100 troops. Russia has backed incumbent leader Nicolas Maduro, while the U.S. and dozens of other countries have shown support for interim president Juan Guaido. Villages in central Mozambique are still waiting to receive aid after Cyclone Idai hit. 128,000 people are now living in makeshift camps, and health officials say the spread of cholera is inevitable. Reuters' Gracie Jerome reports.
It's been 10 days since Cyclone Idai hit Africa. At least 700 people have died in Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi. The bridge here was destroyed, cutting off any aid convoys from reaching the village so far. This woman says they have no clothes, no food, and even if they did, they have no pots and pans to cook it in because it was all washed away. Further east in Beira, the aid has arrived, but people are worried for the future. It's not enough just to survive, they say. They need everything rebuilt. The government estimates there are now around 128,000 people living in makeshift camps across the country.
That's Reuters' Gracie Jerome reporting. Thailand's first general election since a military coup 5 years ago was thrown into disarray Monday as two opposition parties alleged cheating, and the Election Commission said it could be weeks until the makeup of parliament becomes clear. Reuters' Panu Wongcham is on the story.
Essentially, we're seeing this bigger picture where a bunch of pro-military parties will side, you know, with Plan Bicharat, and then you see a bunch of pro-democracy parties, as well as Thaksin loyalist parties, sided with Pheu Thai. But the problem is that the numbers don't really add up, and we could end up with a situation like Hung Parliament.
That's Reuters' Panu Wongcham. Each party insists its advantage gives it the right to try to form a government, though neither holds a majority in terms of votes or seats. An independent panel of experts will take a look at how U.S. regulators certify airplanes are safe to fly after two deadly crashes of Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets. Questions have been raised in Washington about the alleged close ties between Boeing and the Federal Aviation Administration. The FAA sent a statement Monday asserting that it has never allowed companies to police themselves or self-certify their aircraft. Boeing started working on new software to fix the problem. Meanwhile, airlines around the world have grounded the MAX 8, at least until the crash investigations are complete. I'm Nicole Livas, VOA News.